Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the first time ever, the Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis. The stockpile of blood is running so low that in some places there's less than one day's worth of supply. This could be life or death for people seriously injured in accidents or anyone who's very ill and needs a blood transfusion. Joining us now is Dr. Jennifer Andrews. She's director of the blood bank at Vanderbilt University's Medical Center in Nashville. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
What's the situation like where you are? How short is the blood supply in Nashville?
It's pretty dire, actually, and this is not just here in Nashville. Unfortunately, this shortage is nationwide, and that's why the American Red Cross put out a statement about the blood supply being in crisis. We have over 1,000 beds, and we take care of some of the sickest patients here in Tennessee, and we normally have about a 5-day supply. We, because we're supplied by the American Red Cross, also are down to about a 1-1.5 day supply. When we have all these patients coming here constantly needing blood, like our trauma patients, or like some of my patients, I'm also a pediatric hematologist, and I treat people who have sickle cell anemia who need transfusions. It makes me really nervous about how to treat those patients because some cannot wait.
Right. And when the supply of blood gets that low, what happens to the patients you're referring to?
Well, if they're well enough to wait, they wait. So for example, if they're coming to my clinic and they're well enough to be in an outpatient setting, meaning they walked in the door and they feel well enough and don't need to be in the hospital, sometimes that means I reschedule their transfusion for the next day. And we're also a level one trauma center. And what that means for us in Middle Tennessee is that any major trauma victim is going to be brought to us either by air ambulance or a ground ambulance. And so we have to have an extra reserve supply of blood to help save that patient's life.
Is the situation so dire that people could die?
Yes.
Have people died because of this?
Not in our medical system, but I definitely know of anecdotes. We are a large hospital system, obviously, in our state, and we're surrounded by many rural counties. And we had a woman, unfortunately, pass away en route to our center because that small hospital where she was having hemorrhage after a child delivery didn't have enough blood to save her life. So, yes.
So let's try to figure out why this is happening. The one that I've heard is that COVID is an issue, the surge that we're experiencing right now. How does the virus cause problems for blood banks like yours?
Well, we're all used to dealing with the supply chain now, right? And so blood comes from healthy people. And when healthy donors are either quarantined or sick themselves with COVID, that means they don't show up to their blood donation appointment. Also, the blood donation processing center, the testing that needs to happen, their staff are out sick or quarantined also.
Have you ever seen it this bad?
Never. And I've talked with colleagues all across the United States, and we're all dealing with the same critical shortage. I've been in this business for more than 10 years. I've been a pediatrician for more than 15. I've never ever dealt with a crisis like this before, and neither have many of my very experienced colleagues.
I'm sure that some people are wondering if they happen to be infected with COVID and they give blood, you know, maybe they're not showing symptoms. Is that a safety issue?
No, it's not actually. We have great literature at the beginning of the pandemic, almost 2 years ago now, right? Showing that COVID is not transmissible by blood. So that's very reassuring, especially to our patients. I think it's also important that your listeners know if they want to donate blood and they've had COVID recently. Currently, the FDA rules state that they should wait until at least 14 days after their diagnosis, and they should be feeling better before they go donate blood.
So that's part of your message to people who are out there listening. But what else? How urgently do you need help?
We need help today. The blood industry, we're all good friends, right? So sometimes when the American Red Cross doesn't have enough supply for me today, I'll call another donation center. And unfortunately, this is affecting all of them. So there's no extra slack in the system, and there's no national stockpile of blood that I can sort of put an urgent plea to get some extra. There's no extra. No one plans on being the next trauma victim, right? So please, if you are healthy, go out and donate blood, sign up, and make an appointment today.
Dr. Jennifer Andrews is the Blood Bank Director for Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, talking to us about the crisis there, but also all across the country with a very short supply of blood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we will have information about how you can give blood at hereandnow.org.